Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Nightlight has partnered with Fan Roll Dice by Metallic Dice Games to offer an exclusive discount on one of their gorgeous dice sets that we've fallen in love with because of their satisfying weight and, let's just be honest, sparklies. Not to mention their impeccably constructed dice accessories. In one word, velvet. Visit fanrolldice.com, that's FANROLLDICE.com, and use our discount code NIGHTLIGHT for 10% off any new additions to your dice hoard. A portion of your purchase will come back to us and help support our shows. So go to fanrolldice.com with the discount code NIGHTLIGHT to get 10% off of any additions to your dice hoard. Hi, I'm Tanya Ransom, creator and executive producer of Nightlight, a horror podcast featuring creepy tales written and performed by Black creatives from all over the world. This week, we're sharing another diverse podcast with you, partly because I'm recovering from COVID, and partly because I want this podcast to raise all the money they need to pay everyone a living wage. Valence is a four-time recipient of Audioverse Awards and is a realistic drama with the energy of an espionage-heavy political thriller. Think The Magicians handled with realism, or Mr. Robot handled with whimsy. They've only got 30 days left in their fundraising campaign and are only at 31% of their goal. The link to donate is in the show notes. But before we get to new podcasts, I want to take a moment to say thanks to our newest patrons. Melanie, Kelly with two E's, Kelly with a Y, Chloe, Dale, Viv, Sam, Evelyn, and Cole. Thanks also to Al for increasing your contribution. Nightlight will be produced year-round thanks to the Nightlight Legion, and now we'd love to bring you new episodes every single week. Just go to patreon.com/nightlightpod to join the Nightlight Legion and get a shout-out on the podcast. And don't forget, Nightlight merch is available, and you can support us by sporting Nightlight-branded gear. Just go to merch.nightlightpod.com to get your t-shirts, hoodies, notebooks, and more. Now sit back, turn out the lights, and enjoy this episode of Valence, Pros and Cons.
Valence is a serialized fiction podcast with discussions and depictions of struggles with mental health. You can check our show notes or the transcripts on valencepod.com for a full list of content warnings and their timestamps. It's important to take care of yourself, especially here in New Candler.
No.
Hey, if you're in there, just me.
Thank you.
Hey, how are... Oh, why is it like 10 degrees in here?
Is it?
Yeah? Yeah, Liam, it is. Aren't you freezing?
No.
I'm sorry, man. You want me to check it out?
If you would like.
Of course he wouldn't like. Who the fuck do you think you are? What a terrible friend. What an embarrassment. Can't even pick up a phone. Just decide to get so
hello?
Drunk you can't feel
hello,
the cold.
Mr. Hume.
Hello, yes, this is Landon Hume. How can I help you?
Hi, Mr. Hume. We're calling to give you notice that we haven't received any payment for your electrical bill this month, and we've had to shut off your power.
I'm so sorry for that. The bill must have completely slipped my mind.
I see that you're not signed up for AutoPay.
No, unfortunately, AutoPay won't work for us. If I have the money to you later today, will the power be put on by tomorrow?
Yes, but there is going to be a late fee.
Right, I understand. I'll have it to you as soon as possible. Thank you for notifying me.
Of course. Have a nice day.
You too. Liam, again?
I didn't realize.
No wonder it's fucking freezing in here. The heat's been out all day.
Well, I realize that now, yes. I apologize. The ringing wouldn't stop, it was unlisted, and I apologize.
No. It's okay. I get it. We gotta take care of it, but I get it. What's weird, though, is that most of these calls aren't from this number. They're from something else entirely. There's this one call earlier this morning from the power company, but all these others are coming from something else.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to block that other number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't.
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
I get why that was stressing you out, but now we have to figure out how we're gonna pay this. My check doesn't come in for another week, and honestly, it's probably not going to cover much. How much do we have saved up?
Little to none.
Okay. That's okay. We can make it work. We can figure it out.
I can go to Trudon Circle, if needed.
Are you sure? Will you be able to handle it after all this?
Of course not. You're just going to leave the apartment and fall apart. As if you
yes.
could do anything useful.
I'm sure.
All of these people. This is too many people. How is the upside so big? How are there so many people in it? How do so many people fit in it? It's so big, but they're all here so tightly, and it's so crowded, and it's too many people. This is too many people. This is too many. Where are you? Get out. Get out. Get back in.
Focus on what's important. With the new Halo H4, Muses, minor and major, can finally feel at ease. We've developed and reformed the Halo, making it more subtle and beautiful than ever before, while still offering the same amount of suppression for each 3.
Ugh.
Wow, let's get a picture.
There.
Okay now, honey, you just gotta move a little.
Oh!
Hey, you almost ruined my shot. Okay, now, hun, you just gotta move a little bit to the left now. I wanna get you right in front of the big quartz statue. Now just, hey, a little bit of common courtesy here. We flew all the way from Michigan. What am I supposed to do, stand in the street?
Just like we practice. Walk into it, go through his pocket with yours to take the wallet. Then, keep walking. Act natural. This is fine. You've done this plenty of times before.
Hey!
How rude!
Ooh.
Apologies.
The people in this town.
Got it. 4,610.37 plus the $40.19 from this wallet makes for 4,650.56, which should take us through at least another month. Though I suppose I could take a look and possibly...
Hmm. Oh no.
You have 4 unread messages.
Oh no.
First unread message.
William, just wanted to let you know that some people are here from the government to talk to you. To talk to Liam Alden. I'm sure that you'll be back from the from your dentist appointment soon. So just give me a call back when you get this, okay?
Oh no.
End of message. To delete message deleted. Next unread message.
Liam, answer your fucking phone. There are people here from the fucking government, and they're really chill, but it's freaking me the fuck out. What am I supposed to offer them to drink?
Oh no.
All we have is water and Gatorade and wine, but I'm not old enough to serve them wine, and they're the fucking government. They're not with Halo, so you can't just leave me here hanging. Get back here.
End of message. To delete... message deleted. Next unread message.
Liam. Stop doing crime and get back here!
Oh no.
End of message.
Oh no.
Message deleted.
Yes.
Next unread message.
Yes, I'm sure he'll be back soon. I know it's very important. I'm so sorry about the delay. I know you tried to give us a heads up that you'd be stopping by. I'm sorry.
Stop doing crime and get the fuck back home. I'm freaking out!
End of message. Message deleted. End of messages.
Oh no.
This is incredibly urgent, Mr. Velasco. I understand that Mr. Alden is unavailable, but I'm more than happy to keep waiting.
No. I'm sure he'll be home soon. He's usually very punctual with,
Hey! Liam, buddy! Hey! Welcome home. This is Grace Chen. She's... from the, government? She has some questions for you.
Please, Mr. Alden. So nice to meet you. Do come in. So, Mr. Alden, how was the dentist appointment? No cavities, I hope?
I'd like to know why you're in my home.
Liam...
Or, at least, I hope the mouth of Landon Hume is free of cavities. I'm assuming that's the name you made an appointment under, given it seems you've been living with a false identity for about... what? 6 years now.
Liam, get out of here.
Let's not be silly. I'm not here to have Mr. Alden arrested. Even though I could. Very easily.
Why are you...
I'm here to offer you a job.
Pardon?
A job. Employment. I represent the Thaumaturgical Energies Administration. We're a new initiative under the United States Department of Health and Human Services. My work, specifically, deals with looking into the practices of companies like Riley Industries and its subsidiary, Halo Incorporated. We're looking to recruit people who have specific information. And given your family ties...
I have no family ties.
Of course. Sorry. I mean your family history. Your lack of family ties is exactly what makes you a great fit for this position. We are looking for people who have connection, but no affiliation to Halo Incorporated. We're also looking for candidates who have at least some form of ability that could help us. Mr. Alden... I believe you're a magic user, yes?
Liam?
They found you out.
Mr. Alden, I can assure you that I mean you no harm here. If it helps, I can be frank about this. We are trying to investigate some parts of Halo Incorporated and Riley Industries. They've repeatedly rescheduled their appointment with our inspectors and denied us access to their facilities. We have reason to believe the testing of the Halos has involved more shocking procedures than initially suspected. We want to investigate it so we can stop them. We want you to help us investigate.
You want me to help you to stop Riley?
Well, technically, what I care about is making sure people like you are taken care of.
Because of my family.
Yes. I know, it sounds a little strange on our behalf.
To say the least.
Liam!
We know some of your history with your family. We know that from the age of 8 years old, you stopped appearing in any publicity for your father, even though Riley Industries was so small back then. We know that at age 18, you somehow popped up here again in the city, under a new name. You're not really all that hard to track down. I'm guessing you did this to hide from your family, right? Magic user in the family that helped found the most commercially successful magic suppressant on the market to date. Funding and lobbying for the most aggressively anti-magic campaigns I've seen in decades. It sounds like you had a reason to hide. The problem is that we found you. Easily. We've got assets at our disposal that most people wouldn't have, of course. But your father and Morgan Riley aren't to most people. Liam. You know that. But we know that you aren't most people either. If you help us, we can help you too. We'll do more than pay you. We'll keep you safe. What's his focus?
You can speak to him.
Of course. Sorry, you just aren't being incredibly helpful. I'm sure this is a lot for you, but we're going to need some answers.
You've asked me no questions.
Okay. Sure. Mr. Alden, would you like better protection from your family and Riley? Okay. Would you like to be paid properly instead of having late fees on your utilities? Your apartment is only warm right now because I took care of it. Mr. Alden, would you be interested in helping take down the people who made you live like this? Hiding your name, running away from things, having to do some petty crime just to pay your bills?
Say yes, you idiot. What the fuck is wrong with you that you're even making her wait? This is a dream come true. This is the best opportunity you'll ever have. She's here to kill you. She's here to kidnap you, kill you, run tests on you. She knows what you are, so there's no point hiding it. Say yes and you'll be walking right into your grave. Not that that's anything.
I would consider it.
Wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. Here, have my card. Here. We are going to have a meeting with the Special Operations Team on Monday. The address and directions are on the card. Please, don't hesitate to call me for any questions you might have. If you need assistance getting there, we can call a car. Well, have a nice day, both of you. Thank you for welcoming me to your home this afternoon. Don't worry about the heat. You'll be set for the next 6 months, regardless of whether or not you come on Monday. Mr. Velasco? Thank you so much for your help today. And for the, Gatorade. It was refreshing. Mr. Alden? I hope to see you Monday.
Here, let me get the door for you.
Thank you, Mr. Velasco.
No worries. Have a nice day. Dude, what the fuck?
Please be more specific.
all of it? All of it? What the fuck?
Yes, agreed.
No, but like, what the fuck to you too, man? Look, I know government bad, but
She's offering to pay you to take down your dad and Riley. Isn't that what you always wanted? And also you'd get paid for it? I mean, that sounds perfect.
I don't trust it.
You don't have to trust... No, you're right. I'm sorry, that's smart. We shouldn't trust her.
She knows about what I can do.
Yeah, but she's not here to hurt you or judge you or anything. She said she wants to help protect Muses.
Ostensibly.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's super pretentious that she says, like, magic users instead of, like, smushing it together and saying Muses like everybody else. I'll give you that, but it sounds like she wants to help people. People like...
To what end? People don't just help without benefiting themselves in some way.
I just don't think we should dismiss them yet. And I don't think she's gonna do anything to you for who you are. I think she genuinely needs you.
This is also something I cannot fathom. If she's had such a good track on me, I'm certain she knows how little I am capable of doing in essentially every regard. I've been incapable of keeping down any occupation, regardless of skill set. Any use of magic has been purely accidental and honestly catastrophic. I don't even know much about Riley, given my...
I know. You're right. I just... Liam, she tracked you down so easily. And she knew so much about you. And she's right. They probably could, too, if they really wanted to. I thought we were being really careful.
Yes, well, as did I.
It freaked me out.
I'm no fan of the knowledge myself.
The money would be nice, but honestly, Liam, she's offering to keep you safe. That's important.
To whom?
To me. You don't get to go all fatalism on me right now. This is important.
Of course. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I know you're stressed. Just think on it, okay? I don't want you to make any decisions right now.
Of course.
Just think about it, yeah?
Of course. Of course, Flynn.
Cappuccino for Liam?
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
The pros and cons. A list. Weigh them in a list. Pro. You'll be able to finally seek justice for what has been done to you, what has been made of you. Yes. Con. They will likely kill you. Pro. You will subsequently die. Con. It will be at their hands. Pro, you'll be able to undo what your family has done. Con, no you won't. Assuming you could is ridiculous. Pro, yes, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try. Con, you don't know what you're doing, and they're going to realize this. If you haven't spoken with your family in years, why would you have any useful information that they wouldn't? You can't provide anything of value. You don't even know how to hold a normal job. Pro, they likely already know that, but they still think I'm useful enough to try to hire. Is that a pro? I don't... Pro, money. Con, danger. Pro, danger is better than anything you are right now. Con, to assume that I could ever be better than what I have already become is embarrassing. Pro, but at least you could, for once perhaps, be useful. And even if you can't, there's money to be made. Money that is needed. Con, unless this is all a trap set up by your father and Riley, and you are finally ensnared and they kill you. Pro. Unlikely, given their focus on efficiency. If they wanted that done and had the ability, they wouldn't have sent Miss Chen. They simply would have done it. They're going to do it eventually anyway. Worst comes to worst, you simply get it over with. Con, listen to yourself. So dramatic. Dramatic and impractical. Wildly selfish, putting your own hypothetical well-being above Flynn's reality. Above being able to pay rent and the bills. Con, it doesn't matter because you're too much a coward to do it anyway. Regardless of anything else, you may as well say no. You're not going to show up. You could say yes, but you know you're never actually going to do it. You know who you are.
One, please, please.
You're making a scene. You need to stop acting like a child.
It's going to help you.
I don't need help. Please, please don't take me in there. I don't want a halo. I will get better.
You've already set two couches on fire. We can't risk you setting the whole place on fire.
What if it happens when you're sleeping? What if you have a nightmare and burn everything up?
I won't. I won't. I promise. I promise, please, please, don't make me get one. I'll learn how to control it better, please.
Honey, please, you're making such a scene. Look at all these people.
Please, don't. I just want to go home.
Yeah, Amy has one. She loves it. She gets compliments on hers all the time. I promise you, we'll get you the nicest one we can afford. It'll be pretty. It's just like a bracelet.
Please.
Listen. I know you don't want it. I know you don't like this, but you know your options. You've made our case. You can either act like a big girl and come get your halo, or you can leave. Those are your choices. Do you understand?
Mom, please.
She asked you a question.
Yes. Yes, I understand.
Which choice do you want to make?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
It's a con. No, I can't do this. I can't.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't try.
Fuck.
Reached the voicemail of Grace Chen. Please leave a detailed message and I will respond as soon as I am able. Thank you.
This is Liam. This is Liam. Alden. I will be there. I make no promises, but I will be there.
Valence is a Hug House production. You can find more of our work at hughouse.productions. Valence is edited and sound designed by Julia Schifini. This episode was written by Will Williams. This episode was performed by, in order of appearance, Josh Rubino as Liam Alden and Liam's inner voice, Caleb Del Rio as Flynn Velasco, Will Williams, that's me, as the utilities representative, Anne Baird as voicemail, Katie Yeomans as the Halo ad, Eileen Baird as Jarlette the tourist, Gavin Gaddis as Jarls the tourist, Katie Chin as Grace Chen, V. Silverman as the LBQ barista, Jameson Ridenour as the father, Gwyn Ridenour as the mother, Evelyn Regan as the Halo employee, and Brenna Yeomans as the daughter. We'd like to thank some of our Indiegogo backers who helped fund our first season: Amy Giacomucci, Cameron Scroggins, Daniel Manning, Drew Ackerman, Brenna Yeomans, Ross Papa, and Seth Terashima. You can find our full cast list and information on how to support this indie audio drama on valencepod.com. Until next time, protect your magic.
Thanks again for all your support and patience while I focus on my health. We'll be doing one more feed drop this month, but we're working on the full 4 episodes plus the Halloween special for October, so don't fear. Regular episodes will be back soon. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Join us next time for a new story, and be sure to leave your nightlight on. You never know what might be hunting you in the dark.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.